This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing. From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
Great.
Yourself?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Welcome to ENN.
Welcome.
Ray Rowe.
It's brought to you by our friends at Security Dodge. Head on down. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come. Get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
Peter is now, Flint.
And I'd like to say good evening to Michael.
You got a lot of pressure on you, Linty. Linty did not come through.
Oh, but no. Don, am I off the hook a little bit, Don?
You are. He is off the hook.
How? There's
supposed to be an appearance 100 yards from here. It said between 4 and 4:30, The Rock was going to be on stage. A massive amount of people gathered. And he was a no-show.
So, oh, my God.
And I'm sure he was obligated to be there, and he didn't show up. So how can we expect Peter to
Michael,
be able to get
I
him when the WWE couldn't get him at something he was supposed to be at?
Although I will tell you, I just was informed. I just heard this. The only other thing that Jade Cargill did today was the Philadelphia Inquirer and us. And she is, I mean... She's Jade. I mean, have you ever seen someone jump off the page more? Like you,
very
see,
impressive.
You see her and you're just going, how is this woman not going to be a star? But I never really heard her talk that much. She is an incredibly bubbly, charismatic, entertaining person. Married to a hell of a ball player, by the way.
17 years in the bigs, Michael. That's not nothing.
No, he's a good player. He was a good player. No, all right. I'll let you up a little, Linty.
Jabroni!
Yeah, you got to let me up. He didn't show up.
Just a little, not totally.
And we pulled Jade Cargill. No, I mean, come on. I think we did all right.
Oh, why not Roman Reigns? I mean, you're a big shot in the WWE. We're there in Philly. Roman Reigns should have been on.
You know what? The tribal chief was very tired. He had a big appearance yesterday on Fallon.
Oh, so we could go on Fallon, but not on this show.
Okay. Well, no, first of all, we have had him on the show before, just to be clear.
We needed him.
We've had Roman, we've had Cody, we've had Triple H.
We've done well.
We've done well with our WWE guests.
Triple H doesn't show up at the K show. I don't get it.
Maybe have you ever thought you're thinking it's all Linty? Maybe it's you.
It could be me, but I'm not there because if I was there, I would physically go pull somebody.
Oh, guys.
The Rock is there.
The Rock just got there.
Yeah, so.
All right, now, Linty, let's see what you can do.
Well, hey, Rock! Rocky! Hey, Rocco!
No yell Rocky in Philadelphia. It means
your
something.
Mouth.
There. Final boss! Okay. Let me say good evening to Don.
Hello! Oh, and I also want to give a shout-out. I didn't get a chance to do it earlier on the show because so much was going on.
To who?
That one of my mom's best friends in the world is Faye. And today is her 98th birthday.
Wow.
So I want to send a shout out to Faye on her 98th birthday.
I might sign up for that, Peter.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's the first time I've ever heard him say he'd sign up.
All right, Michael, make a deal right now. I'll give you 98.
Yeah, I have to think about it, but I've been feeling so awful that I don't think I'm going to make 65, so 98 seems really good.
I think you got to take that, especially if you don't think you're going to hit 65.
She's a wonderful lady, and I wanted to be able to give her the shout-out, so hopefully she hung around. I wanted to do it earlier in
the show.
What do
you mean hung around?
Watching the show.
Oh, Michael, I thought you, Michael. She went to
sleep. She was getting the family together to be able to watch and to see, so I'm glad we were able to do that.
If I married her, she'd be fake.
You know what? It's a great point, and it would be a great story, too. Michael, I'll give you 5 minutes to come up with a New York Post headline. If you
about
were to Faye
and
Kay? Yeah, yeah. But, like, there might have to be something involving her age. You got to get creative here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Let me say good evening to myself.
Can you explain to the people without neck beards what Ohio Valley Wrestling is?
How about Faye Kay marries Broadcasting's King Kong?
Faye Ray.
Yeah.
Was the original in
Thank
the original
you,
King Kong.
Thank you for explaining.
You didn't know?
No.
That's cool.
You're not a Kong guy.
I'm not a Kong guy.
Don, you're a Kong guy?
Well, I think everybody watched the original.
But you're a Planet guy. You're number one Planet.
Well, Planet of the Apes, but I think everybody grew up at some point. Even Marco, we showed it to Marco, the original King Kong.
With Faye Ray.
Not the Jack Black vehicle. I'm talking about the 1933 movie. I mean, you don't...
No.
That's odd, Michael, to me.
Never seen the original in my life.
No, that's odd to me. But wasn't that almost a rite of passage as a child, like, to see that?
Yeah, it was on every rainbow.
But I really do think those movies do reset to some degree, where then the standard movie becomes to see something from in my age, but like the 70s. Like, it's the 30s?
Well, to me, I put it right up there. Maybe this is sacrilege. I put it right up there, Wizard of Oz. Like, it's just something that I thought everybody saw.
Can someone go flag down the final boss? He appears to be done. I need to get someone to grab the final boss.
Him over here.
1-0 at the end of 7, Tigers over the Mets.
Say your prayers. Eat your vitamins. And me and my 24-inch pythons.
They've been gone 13 straight innings without a hit.
Getting no hit. I
wait for 13 straight.
13 straight. So, the last 6 of the first game and the first 7 here.
Again, I don't want to overreact.
Don't.
But if they get no hit, Michael,
you'll be set.
And they're 0-6. You got to do something.
All right, so let me ask you this.
I'm not advocating fire. Cohen's got to speak. There's got to be some sort of a moment here. This would be a disaster.
You're both students of the human race. Somewhere in Texas is Buck Showalter smiling.
You know him better than I do. He
would definitely say no.
But I also think in the little that I know him, he would give that Willie Randolph answer of, "I know a lot of those players.
Yeah,
I know what they're going through."
He really is close with Lynn.
So I'm going to say no, only because as much as he probably hates Stearns for letting him go and Cohen not having his back, he's going to look at what those players are going through. He was close to Lindor, close to Pete Alonso. It's probably tearing him up inside that those guys would be going through this. So I think the answer would be no, he is not smiling.
Well, I mean, he can compartmentalize, so he's sad for them, but thrilled that, you got rid of me? Well, here you go. How's it working out?
Well, but how does that manifest itself, right? Like, is he sitting there watching the game, rooting for them to win, or is he rooting for them to lose?
Well, he's sitting on his couch, probably right, in gym shorts. Hey, Angela! They're losing. No hit for 13 innings.
Yeah. I love picturing that. That is fantastic.
That's right.
I have some news here.
What?
News. Something or other here. It's a tweet from Ian Begley. Interesting?
I love the Begs.
He says, Tom Thibodeau said the Knicks are, quote, cautiously optimistic about OG Anunoby's progress.
Oh, yeah.
He has been cleared for contact. And Tibbs said he is doing well in rehab and elbow ailment.
Elbow what?
He is doing well in rehab from his elbow ailment. It was worded weird. It wasn't me. But
we've been down this road before. He's been cleared for contact before. I mean, so is he going to be ready? You want to get him back no matter what. But wouldn't you feel better if you got like a 3 or 4 games under his belt before the postseason? Do you really want first game to be in playoff anger? So it's good news, but when
now? I'm told that The Rock, as you said, just showed up and he took a shot at the Eagles on why he was late.
Really? He blamed the Eagles for being late?
Yeah, I don't know the specifics of it.
Wow, interesting. Any of you guys check out The Final Boss? I wonder what he had to say. No, they're giving thumbs down. The people were disappointed. They said, Final Boss, we're here for Michael Kay. Direct quote. As they put it, the real Final Boss. I wouldn't have said that because I disagree. I think The Rock's the Final Boss. Thank you. Let's hear from Brian Windhorst, who's going to give us a little bit of insight on the Julius.
Sea? Is he at sea?
No, I think he's on land.
Okay.
Windhorst on land.
Windhorst in space.
Here's Windhorst saying Randall would have missed the season regardless of when the surgery happened.
So that fans understand, Julius Randall was probably always going to need surgery on this injury. When you dislocate your shoulder, a lot of times you're going to need that surgery. Sometimes you can rehab to strengthen the muscles around it so that you can kind of get through a season to delay surgery so you can play. That's what he was going for. Had he had surgery immediately after this injury, he still would have been out for the rest of the season. This wasn't a situation where if he had had surgery 2 months ago, he'd have been back for the playoffs. It's a 5-month recovery timeline for this type of procedure. In fact, him having surgery now, he's not even for sure going to be able to start next season. That's how long the timeline is.
See, but that therein lies the rub. I understand why he was rehabbing, and that's the way to go. But if he had had the surgery right away, there would be no doubt that he could start the season on time.
Yeah, that is the one thing. But listen, I get why they hung on, Michael, right? It's a promising season.
Yeah.
You want to see.
Only thing to do.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Don, one more bit of sad news. The Marlins are leading 5-3 in the seventh inning. So if these scores stand, the Mets would be the last team without a win in baseball.
I had your back. But now you flew too close to the sun.
What do you mean? What did he do?
I'm sensing the giddy.
See, you heard it?
I'm sensing
the giddy. It's a tiny bit of giddy.
We're not even on topic. He's got to interrupt to just – he's giving constant updates on the Mets. I mean, most times we can't even get a word in about the Mets.
But this
constant
he has time
updates on this no-hitter, and now that giving Marlins scores, they'd be the only team. I heard the giddy.
All right, can I be honest? Because, Don, I'm honest with you.
Should we call him Josh? Because he's a little giddy.
Not so much with Linty, but I'm going to be very, very honest.
Go ahead.
I don't like the way my friend was treated.
Who?
Oh, Buck.
I don't like
it. All I ask,
just be honest.
But here's where I'm torn. I really like Carlos Mendoza a lot. But if it was anybody else and not Carlos Mendoza, I hope they go 1-161 because the lack of respect that David Stern showed with the not even talk to Buck Showalter rankles me to this day.
I can hear it.
Why do you hold him back? I've been telling you.
But I'm holding back, not because of like trying to make any kind of point. I'm holding back because I'm not rooting against Mendoza. He's a terrific guy.
But there, I'm sorry. Sometimes there's collateral damage. There's guilt by association.
Well,
I understand.
To me, David Stearns could never explain away the fact that you don't talk to a 66-year-old man who's been one of the better managers in baseball. You don't even talk to him before you fire him.
And I'm with you. Now, I have my allegiance, Michael, but for you not having an allegiance to feel this way? No, come on, man. You can own that. And I think people could understand that. Listen, the Mets fans hate you anyway.
They love
me. So you're not
me.
Winning them over.
You know what? When we were at Citi Field, I was treated like a prince.
But I'm saying, hate's strong. I think they just know, hey, you're the Yankee announcer, all right?
And Yankee fans don't hate Gary Cohen.
You're class and you're fair. But if Gary Cohen had a show and had to give opinions on the Yankees and other teams, I think things would be different.
You mean TGCS?
What is that?
The Gary Cohen Show.
Yeah, I guess that would be. I don't know. It just doesn't seem to. Maybe after 20 years, it would eventually kind of flow.
TGCS.
But I think anybody rational would hear what you just said and get it and understand it. Imagine if somebody you were close to got mistreated. How would you feel about that entity?
Sure.
They would completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you need to own it. Maybe hit Mendoza on the side and just say, hey, buddy, just so you know, I think you're a great guy. Love you. I'm going to be crushing the Mets all year long.
No, I won't do that.
I missed this. I've been deep in WrestleMania mode already the last couple of days. Carson Wentz backing up Patrick Mahomes on the Chiefs is bizarro world to me.
I love it.
Why do you love it?
Because I think Carson Wentz still has some talent. And now with a real good coach, I think that he can actually he's never going to play because Mahomes doesn't get hurt.
No.
Knock on wood.
Well, he'll play in after that. You know, they've already clinched the division.
for him. This is a guy whose career has really fallen completely off the rails, and now he'll get to get close to a Super Bowl.
Well, was it his abilities, or was it just that he kind of had a little Russell Wilson in that he just loses the rooms he's in?
Always.
And in that organization, they will not allow that to happen.
And there's no room for you to lose.
Right.
You're going to be such a distant backup. It doesn't even matter. So if there's still talent there, and I mean, remember, it's not only Carson Wentz is a bizarre career. That first year, Don, he was as good a
young. He was going to win the MVP.
He was incredible, and he just fell off an absolute cliff. It's such a bizarre situation. But now he will back up in Kansas City. Celtics clinched the NBA's best record with the big win in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Porzingis had 27, 12, and 5 blocks. Celtics win by 35. They secure the best record in the NBA. Home court throughout. They're 60-16. 14th 60-win season in franchise history. And I'll tell you what, all of it just makes me nervous. Because I hate this, because the Celtics haven't won a championship in 16 years. Mm. But that being said, Don, I feel like every season that comes around practically, I halfway pay attention during the regular season, because you know you're going to the playoffs, and then you're going to see what they do. And now the only expectation, particularly this year,
Matt's got a hit.
There you go. They broke it up in the eighth.
Even that felt a little sarcastic, didn't it?
Yay!
And it was the next Yankee.
By the way,
Harrison Bader.
A smattering of applause here in Philadelphia for the Mets getting their first hit in 14.
See, that's pity applause from Philly.
No, they were pity applause.
They hate the Mets.
No, are you guys Mets fans? Are you actual Mets fans? A few Mets fans. What, Phillies fans? Got a few Philly fans and a few Mets fans here. It's going to be an interesting crowd all weekend long for that reason.
And it was a blue pit, Don, a blooper.
Yeah, these people are not from Philly. They're not throwing anything at us.
Yeah, exactly. Shohei Ohtani hit a moonshot 430 feet for his first Dodgers home run. And the extra bonus is he'd actually bet $100,000 on himself
No. And they swept the Giants.
And a sweep of the – how's Nancy doing?
Oh, she's fine.
Is she even dialed in right now?
She's been watching. But I don't think she's taking it home with her.
And in a continuation of one of the worst moves we've ever seen in professional sports, and I mean literal moves, the Oakland Athletics are going to do a quick detour in Sacramento before going to Las Vegas. For three seasons, they will play in Sacramento before going to Las Vegas. Michael, do you ever recall a fail this bad?
No. Like, and you know what else? They're just simply going to be called the Athletics. No town.
Oh, that does. Correct me if I'm wrong. That really helps with popularity.
Well, you know, that kind of feels like you see it in minor league baseball every once in a while. They haven't landed on a city yet, but they still have a team, so they just call it by, you know, the nickname of the team, and there's no city. It's really bad. What's happening with the NHL in Arizona? I appreciate trying to keep hope alive. At least the NHL is trying to have the Coyotes survive in Arizona. Now, they might crash and burn, but that's the objective. What is the objective? You've killed everything in Oakland. Vegas isn't near done yet. You know, and now they're just in hiatus here.
Well, the reason they went to Sacramento, all right, it's so weird, is they wanted to keep their television money. So they had to keep within a certain footprint. And they get good television money in Oakland/San Francisco. So, but here's the thing that really stinks, at a kick in the teeth to the Oakland fans. The Coliseum tried to keep them, but they were outbid by Sacramento by $35 million over 3 years. So this guy, John Fisher, the owner of the A's, he moved the team out of the place that it's been forever for $35 million over 3 years. I mean, come on. That's where Major League Baseball has to step in and go, you know, we'd rather than play in a Major League, although it's a terrible ballpark, but it still is a Major League facility. Now they're going to play in a minor league ballpark. And Major League Baseball is letting it happen.
No, but they're hoping is that it's a minor league ballpark, Sacramento, Civic Pride. They'll fill the building. There'll be some energy. But now you're not going to call them the Sacramento A's. So how is this community going to feel like they're going to get behind something? They won't even put their name on it, and they're only going to be there for 3 years. So I guess they're figuring, all right, well, if we get 3,000 people in the minor league park, it'll be a lot better than the 3,000 we're getting in Oakland.
And the Oakland owners will still get the television money. Unbelievable.
I just really feel bad for what they're going through.
And Oakland's a great sports town. They've lost the Raiders. They essentially lost the Warriors, Warriors played right next to where the A's played, and then they moved to this gleaming palace in San Francisco. Now they're going to lose the A's.
Guys, before we get to Drop Madness, which we're about to do, I just want to give a big shout-out to our entire crew from Yes that came all the way down to Philly today to help us out. Thank you guys so much. Worked really hard to pull this whole thing together.
This was great.
And a big thanks to everyone from WWE. Big thanks to our friend Gary from Elite, who came and hung out and brought his adorable son.
Yeah.
Hung out, got to meet some people. We had a great time.
So well-behaved.
I know.
Marco's like a maniac.
He's an adorable, well-behaved child.
Yeah, I'm not used to that.
Well, he's raising the bar for you now. Now you know what's possible.
Give a lot of love to Cole DeRosa, who really pulled it all together for Yes.
Are you kidding me, Cole? Cole was the MVP. I mean, and
Greg Bronson, too, as well.
You want to go Greg and Cole co-MVPs?
Yeah, let's do that.
You know what? Fair point by you. Look, and they high-fived.
Oh, yeah.
You guys want to come do that on camera? It feels like a moment.
They're clearly the best-looking guys at Yes.
Yeah, no, it's probably true. I would say on or off camera, yes. We're being honest. All right, guys, let's get into it. It's time for Drop Madness. The Final Four has been named, okay? A big day of Elite Eight action.
Let's see. I want to see
it. We start out in the flub region. Bad news, Don. The sixth seed advances.
Hit the post, but the backhand. That one was.
Well, oh, my. That's
Mike,
awful.
Jacob and I don't need to have a relationship to
Michael, he can go all the way.
I think it could because we have a spiteful listening audience.
But don't worry, a blowout win for another Don drop, the four seed in the funny region.
Cut his fat ass!
Very, very nice. And then, of course, we say the troubling region where we had a much closer matchup, but Don's three seed advances.
Your face! Against the freaking television screen, and you can't remember who didn't bunt.
Don Vitational.
It's the bunt. It's the bunt scream at the end.
Well, me screaming at me shaking the computer sounded like you shaking the ice.
It really did. But I'm glad for JK that the other one did. I'm sorry, I said JK. Yeah. That almost implied that your mom married Michael. I'm sorry that for Jay LaGreca.
Yes.
I'm happy, I should say. That her drop loss. We didn't need that mention any further.
Right.
Let's go to the final one. That's it. We say goodbye to 45. Griffin advances to the Final Four.
You know what?
That is it for Drop Madness. Griffin, congratulations. Also, a big shout-out to everyone from our 98.7 team back in the studio and our entire promotions team,
yep.
Jake and the gang,
Montgomery,
who came out to Philly to hold it down for us today. And to our guests, of course, Damian Priest, Jade Cargill, and The Miz.
Sounds good. Francisco Lindor struck out with a runner at second. In the eighth, it's nothing. That ended the inning.
He loved it,
didn't he? As they go to the ninth. Coming up, Knicks basketball. Stay tuned for that. Another big show tomorrow at 3. See everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.